Good Hands. Written by Anonymous. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, The Try Guys. Rating, teen and up. Relationship, Zach Eugene. Also tagged for foot massage, drinking, high heels, and mild hurt comfort.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Wearing killer heels for the whole night had a lot of ups and downs, with the rock bottom being the damage Eugene has inflicted to his feet. The bones in his feet felt like they were revolting against his body, trying to detach themselves or form a new structure altogether. After removing his heels, every step he took was a relief, but at the same time, dreadful. Eugene liked physical pain, but this was a new level entirely. The all-time high was that he felt commanding and hot as fuck in those heels. He captured the attention of everyone in the room, and his dance moves had more heat and flair to them, all thanks to the heels. The number of people who hit on him skyrocketed, increased exponentially compared to the last time he went out into bars and clubs. It was an odd case of crash and burn. Eugene knew at the back of his mind that the heels would eventually take a toll on him, so he had took all the chance he could ever have in that moment. And now, here he was, barely able to walk without his legs screaming in pain. But Zach was with him. Zach could have gone on and carried on the high heels challenge, but according to him, he can't properly carry Eugene home with his ankle boots. Hence why he flatted out right after Eugene. With a firm grip around Eugene's waist, Zach has become a pillar of comfort, allowing Eugene to lean on him to ease the pain on his feet. The GoPro camera was still running halfway through their barefoot journey towards Eugene's home, but both of them were exhausted trying to hold the camera up, so Zach decided to turn it off and put it away. Both of them were left to bask in comfortable silence, with the occasional laughs and giggles from trying to dodge questionable stains on the concrete, and the grunts of pain, mostly coming from Eugene. They were both wobbly, with Zach slightly drunk and Eugene's feet not functioning properly, but they managed. One of Eugene's arms was wrapped around the back of Zach's shoulders, and his fingers curled just by the neckline of Zach's crew neck shirt, his fingers occasionally skimming Zach's neck, and they felt warm against his fingertips. Sometimes, Eugene found himself purposefully touching Zach's neck. Zach didn't complain, or maybe he didn't notice. This, along with the warmth and security that Zach offered, Eugene concluded, was definitely one of the ups. Not enough to surpass the all-time high, but maybe just beside it. As soon as Eugene and Zach stumbled into Eugene's house, Zach led them to the bathroom. He rinsed both of their feet from dirt, wiped them dry, before bringing Eugene to his bedroom. "Fuck, the pain isn't going away," Eugene whined for the nth time. And he would keep whining until the pain would go away. "Of course it won't yet. You outdid yourself this time," Zach snorted, before looking around the floor. "Where's Emma and Pesto?" "I had my friend dog sit them for a while," Eugene said, and he already missed his dogs. Zach nodded, before he looked back to the direction of the bathroom door. "Would you mind if I hug your bathroom for a bit?" "You and your bladder, I swear." Eugene rolled his eyes, but Zach had already gone. Eugene smiled, shaking his head at his friend, before he stripped down to how he always slept, just in his boxers. He didn't even care that Zach was still in his house. They'd already broken that boundary in their friendship long ago. Eugene could be completely naked by the time Zach came back, and Zach wouldn't even care. The softness of the bed felt like heaven for Eugene, and he could have slept right then and there, even with the throbbing of his feet. "Hey, Eugene, you have cooling balms?" Zach returned to his bedroom, holding a small container and raising his eyebrows at the sight of the taller man. "Yeah, my mom always insisted in having one in case of muscle pain and sores because of the shit we do," Eugene mumbled. "Want me to massage your feet? It can help," Zach offered. He made his way to Eugene's bed and sat next to his legs. "Do you know how to massage?" Eugene asked as he sat up.
"Do you know how to massage?"
Zach mimicked Eugene, sarcastic. Ned would always get peeved whenever Zach pulled that on him.
"Yes, Eugene, I know how to massage."
"All right then, I trust you," Eugene said. He leaned back against his pillow, all the while keeping a clear view of Zach. Zach smiled, reassuring and gentle. With the low lighting on Eugene's bedroom, Zach looked absolutely adorable. "Don't worry, you're in good hands." Eugene couldn't help but smile back and believe in Zach. Well, he always did. Zach twisted the container open before swiping out a generous amount from it and spreading it on Eugene's toes. Eugene closed his eyes and let the sensations ground him, occasionally giggling when it tickled. "Tickles," Eugene giggled, his toes wiggling at the feeling. "Sorry, now stop moving," Zach giggled along too, but adjusted the pressure of his fingers on Eugene's feet. Zach kneaded from the soles of Eugene's feet all the way up to the individual toes, giving each the same amount of attention. It was like Zach knew where the parts of his feet hurt the most and poured care into those sore spots. His touches were gentle but firm, and they helped chase away the throbbing sensations.
"How come you're so good at this?" Eugene asked, his eyes still closed.
"I do this from time to time for my grandma and sister," Zach replied, "particularly whenever my sister wears high heels all day, or when my grandma walked too much. I hate to see them in pain, so I usually offer to massage them. I got better at it in time, eventually."
"That is one of the sweetest things I've ever heard," Eugene sighed.
The cooling mint in the balm was starting to take effect, and Eugene felt euphoria. This was one of the best feelings he'd had in a long while. Not the menthol. Eugene opened his eyes to look at Zach, and saw the way his brows were knitted in concentration. His hair and shirt were ruffled, and he must have shed his jacket somewhere in Eugene's house. Even with the low lighting, the slight red on Zach's face from the alcohol, which was never clear in all of the videos where they drank, was clear to Eugene. It was the nice feeling of being cared for.
"What are you thinking?" Zach asked, as they locked eyes.
"I swear I can't read you most of the time." Eugene blinked. He hadn't realized he was so lost in thought. Everything became magnified, and Eugene was aware of everything between them, from Zach's dexterous fingers kneading his foot, down to his own breathing. The moment suddenly narrowed down to just him and Zach.
"I like this feeling," Eugene said softly.
"Well, my sister and grandma never complained, so..." Zach shrugged as he broke eye contact. It was probably the alcohol in his system making him open up more, but there was definitely something telling him to stop bottling up what he was feeling in this moment. Eugene decided to trust the alcohol.
"No, I mean, this. The feeling of having someone take care of me," Eugene whispered.
Oh, Zack said quietly, his fingers momentarily halting. Silence blanketed them. Eugene's head filled the silence with slight panic. Did he open himself up too much? Did he just ruin something so delicate between them? You deserve to be cared for, Eugene, Zack said, as he looked straight at Eugene. We all do, but you specifically. I'm not saying you're not mentally fit, because shit, you're one of the strongest people I have ever met, and also the darkest and most cynical. But bottling everything up can't be good for you. We really care about you, you know? They held gazes, and Eugene had to swallow the lump building up in his throat. We all have our ways of showing it. You might not have noticed or might not be used to it, Zack continued kneading. This is mine, and there's so much more I could do if you'll let me. Eugene searched Zack's eyes and found nothing but sincerity. Maybe he could allow himself this luxury of letting Zack in and trusting him with his vulnerability. Zack might be the youngest member of the Try Guys, but he had profound insights on the people around him. I'll try. Eugene's voice cracked, but the tone was adamant. Zack looked at him in understanding, before he broke into his adorable, gentle smile. Nothing more needed to be said, so they fell back into another comfortable silence. Eugene gazed at Zack for a little while longer, before closing his eyes again. Eugene couldn't help but imagine the days to come with Zack, and predicted it to be very difficult. Not to say that Eugene didn't try opening up to others, but most of the time it drained him from sharing too much, and he ended up believing it wasn't worth it. But Zack? Zack could be worth it. Zack was stubborn in his own merit and wasn't scared to complain about almost everything loud and clear. But that meant Zack wasn't one to give up a fight willingly on what he thought was fair and just. Zack would probably fight against Eugene for Eugene's overall wellness. And if doing so was part of what Zack thought was right and worth the effort, then Eugene was one of the luckiest people in the world. It was an incredible feeling, really. To have someone caring for him in a different and more open way. Especially when it's from Zack. Eugene's epiphany was disrupted when Zack stopped massaging and stood up from the bed. He opened his eyes to see Zack stretching. What, you're done? Eugene whined. Dude, my fingers and back hurt. And I'm sleepy. Zack yawned for emphasis. You could spend the night here. Eugene offered. Zack grinned. I was waiting for you to say that. Eugene rolled his eyes, but couldn't help but grin. Of course you did. Zack immediately stripped down to his boxers, clumsily stacking his clothes in a pile on the floor, before making his way towards Eugene's bed. Move over, Zack said, giggly. There's no need to move over that much, Eugene said. You'll barely take up any space.
If I didn't know you that well, I'd say you were asking for cuddles,
Zack teased, before sliding next to Eugene and bringing the covers over them.
And I'm also notorious for stealing covers.
Okay, I changed my mind. Get out of my house, Eugene said, but there was no seriousness in it.
After I massaged your feet, how mean,
Zack pouted, before he removed his glasses and placed them on the side drawer. He turned off the lamp as he did so.
Good night, Eugene,
Zack sleepily drawled as he settled. Within seconds, Zack fell asleep. Eugene stared at Zack for a moment, letting everything sink in. He never really had a moment to stop and think about his friends, the Try Guys most of all, and the things they did for him. Mostly he assumed they did it to make the videos better, and for a little fan service. But now he felt bad, because he knew they were truly genuine. Especially with Zack, who went out of his way to help Eugene and make him feel better.
For once, Eugene started putting his walls away. Good night, Zach. Thank you. The end.
Somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!